I don't want to know what's in that bag.
Oh, you don't?
You know, fire later on somebody's front step?
No, I thought we would play a game today.
Uh-oh.
You want to play a game of called, can you guess what is in this bag?
Your lunch.
No, okay, hold on. I got a theme song for us. Ready? Let's hope we don't get in trouble for the licensing of that.
It was less than 6 seconds, right?
Yes, that's it. Okay, there you go. 6 seconds. That's it. So go to my office. This is sitting on my desk, right?
I would have immediately turned around and walked out.
That's the first thing I thought, right? Because you see a bag that's like this sitting on your desk. You're thinking, okay, well, everybody's at work today. What's going on? Like, what's happening? So, Troy, can you guess what's in the bag?
Candy.
No. Apparently, somebody decided to find every packet of sugar and filled this bag up and left a big, like, I guess they thought, I was like, oh, he likes sugar. They said, you know,
sugar, baby.
We're going to skip the candy part. Just give him the sugar and call it good. This entire bag is full of those sugars.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, cool. So I was a little worried, though.
We used to light bags like that on fire on people's front step, but it didn't have sugar in it.
And I tell you what, that's what scared me, because I was like, I was like, I don't think I'm ready for today, man. I am not ready for today.
Give it the sniff test.
You know, I did, because I just kind of walked by. I didn't open it. I was like, okay, someone didn't realize April Fool's was last weekend. So, but I mean, it's never comforting when you walk in with a big bag like this just sitting on your desk.
And why is it always your office?
I have no idea, man. So I guess they're like, oh, okay. I was like, okay, I'm glad it's sugar. But like you said, people used to leave those types of bags.
Yeah.
So shout outs to Rosanna, who hooked me up with every sugar possible. So welcome, everybody, to Zia Comic Weekly, where we are thankful that this isn't that what we thought. So
what are they trying to say, giving you all that sugar?
I have no idea. I guess they said wake up, maybe. They were like, hey, you look a little tired in the morning, you need to add some more sugar to your coffee. So
how about some Monsters or 5-minute energies or something,
right? Or something else, man. Candy, like I'm telling you, man, candy bars, they could throw some candy bars in there, and instead they just say, here, just cut the chocolate out, just eat the sugar.
Go straight to the source.
Yeah, exactly. What's going on, Troy Cottontail?
Hey, not much. Getting ready. This weekend's Easter, man.
I know. I see you guys got a special guest. Zia Comics.
Yeah, yeah. Finally, we get a in-store appearance.
Yeah. So who's this famous celebrity you have stopping by?
It's Mr. Peter Cottontail, aka the Easter Bunny. He's gonna be there on Sunday, which is gonna be me dressed in the suit.
So be able to go take pictures with the kiddos and the Easter Bunny. So perfect opportunity. So
yeah, we try to do that every year. No charge, just bring the kids down, take a picture with the Easter Bunny, because why not?
It's Easter.
We're here for the kids.
That's right. We do this for the kids, everybody.
yes.
Oh man. So I'm excited to nerd out this week, because we got a lot to get to. A lot of conversations that we had last week, which I think you and I kind of figured this was going to happen. So let's go ahead and get to it, man. No surprise here. Dungeons and Dragons, bro.
I've only heard good stuff.
I have too. And it may be enough to get me to go to the theaters this Easter weekend.
I know. I almost broke down. I was like, I don't know. I don't want to go.
I know. But I'm also torn. Like we said, like there's John Wick that we haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this movie that is getting, I mean, amazing reviews, just amazing.
Yeah, from the audience and the critics. That's what's scary.
Yeah, I mean, critics never like anything.
No, they don't seem to. That's I always look at the audience score on Rotten Tomatoes. The critics, I could care less, because they don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you gotta look at the fans' point of view on that one, because critics will. I don't know. There's been some movies where they're just like, this is the worst thing, and then it turns out to be such a cult classic. I mean, if y'all go look back at anything that Adam Sandler has ever done, I mean, I think at this point you can honestly say he will never listen to them, because anything he does, they say it is horrible.
He's never been mistaken for Shakespeare. No.
not at all, right? And then when he does something serious like Uncut Gems, then they're just like, we want the old Adam Sandler back. But you didn't like the old Adam Sandler.
I actually liked Uncut Gems. It wasn't bad.
Great movie. I mean, that was one of those.
Pretty good.
You know, that one was a sad one. That one, and what's the other one? Spanglish?
Yeah.
That was so. He's got range, people. Come on, critics. Y'all too hard on Adam Sandler.
Where's his Oscar?
I know, right? He's got tons of Razzies, though.
I would display those just as proudly.
Oh, man. So, Dungeons & Dragons, number one movie. And I think you and I were talking about this last week about how are we about to see just an even more explosion of people wanting to now be, whether they've never played Dungeons & Dragons before, or is it about to be that next big thing again for the person that doesn't play?
Yeah, when it first came out, you know, everybody was, you know, telling everybody, well, it's satanic and your devil worshippers. Dude, it's nothing but just role playing. It's just, you know, you acting out being this character. And basically, that, from what I understand, that's kind of what this movie is. It's just one big campaign, D&D campaign that they put on film. So,
yeah,
I think people are starting to come around. It's like, I'm not a devil worshipper if I play D&D.
many people may, if you're not familiar, you guys may remember the reference from Stranger Things. Remember Stranger Things? They had that whole reference because they said, yep, Dungeons and Dragons.
Demogorgon.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think, and then like you said, if it's one big campaign, I mean, this is about to be a massive franchise if they just continuously do these different campaigns. I mean, you're looking at 2, 3, 4, 5 movies down the line that it's setting up for.
And who doesn't like cool D&D creatures? I mean, they have books, you know, the bestiaries are just thick books of nothing but different D&D creatures that they can throw in these campaigns. So,
yeah,
never ending.
I'm telling you, the budget is endless for this franchise. It really is.
Yeah, and like I said, that and people love to roll dice. There's a lot of dice goblins out there, right? It's just something about holding those dice and chucking them on the table.
Oh, my God. You know, there's an old show back in the Community that they did a Dungeons & Dragons episode. And it's one of those memorable episodes where it's like, you know, you have Ken Jeong who's playing in the game, and two rolls in, his character dies, and he's.
Oh, did you die?
It's like he was 2 minutes into the game, and he's like, "Yep, your character's dead." Wait, what? It's like, "Yep, that's it. Okay, you're gone. Bye." And yeah, he got kicked out of the group. But it's hilarious to see its interpretation from that to now see, you know, man, it's a massive movie, and with the potential of being a massive franchise.
Yeah, and it's good, and I mean, D&D is so popular, they even have 3- and 4-hour shows of, you know, different celebrities playing D&D. And it's nothing but a live stream of them playing D&D.
Yeah.
And it gets millions and millions of people watching it.
It's crazy, though, because and you know what? And it's weird because it's celebrities that we would never expect to be, you know, that are really into this.
Joe Manganiello.
Man, and they are big, you know, advocates for this. They love this. And anytime there's something going on that's related to the franchise, they're there and they love it, man. And I don't know. It's cool. It's going to be awesome to see more celebrities wanting to be involved in this thing right now. But you're also going to get those diehards that are like, we've been cooler before you.
I like D&D back when nobody else did.
I know, right? I was playing in the 80s.
We should do a D&D campaign with just local celebrities.
That would be cool. I think that would be kind of cool.
I know several people who could DM it, so we can make this happen.
Say the word. I am down to play.
We'll do it for charity. We'll make it some kind of charity donation thing.
Yeah. That Troy, we got.
Are you listening, Lindsay?
And she just signed off.
Did she lay? Yeah, okay.
No, actually, I think she just signed on. So I think she heard us. Oh. So. There you go.
I don't see anything over the comments, so.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what pops up in the comments. I'll keep my eyes on those comments. Well,
that would be an excellent charity fundraiser.
I think especially right now that Dungeons & Dragons is hot, you know, in the theaters, I think this is the perfect opportunity.
Yeah, and we get to see all those nerdy people around town acting out our favorite characters.
Between that, I don't know. I just, there's so many people that would be kind of cool to watch. to play a campaign. That would be kind of cool. Get some of the most, you know, outlandish characters that, you know, celebrities around town. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I'm down for it.
So Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves, it's in theaters. It's definitely got its challenges this weekend. John Wick, obviously, it took down John Wick over the weekend. John Wick still having a high showing, though. I mean, they're still 25, 30 million last weekend. So it's still a movie that, you know, extended weekend. I think a lot of people did get a chance to see it opening weekend are going to be able to go check it out.
Yeah, I mean, if it has a good second weekend, you know. It's usually those ones that have a big drop off that second weekend. You're like, yeah, we'll watch it on streaming.
You know, there is a couple of movies that I'm excited are going to go to streaming that we've been wanting to watch. So I think in a couple of weeks, this one will be, you know, video on demand that we'll be able to watch from the comfort of our own home.
I'm still waiting for Avatar.
I know. I think it's video on demand right now.
You can pay $20 to watch it.
I didn't even see the price, to be honest. I was like, I'll just still wait. I'm still going to wait.
Put it on the free streamer. I'm already paying. I don't want to pay again.
Right? It's like, wait, you mean to tell me that I'm going to pay $20 when I'm paying $20 for two streaming services? Come on, put that on HBO Max. It was
Amazon Prime. Hey, as part of your Amazon Prime membership, you get to pay to watch this movie. Wait, what?
So thank you for your being a great
Jeff Bezos.
I know, right? Don't you understand? He's trying to get to space or buy something today. I don't know. I keep hearing different rumors of what he wants to buy next. He wants to buy a basketball team. He wants to buy a football team. Why not both?
You got the money, Jeff.
Exactly. I mean, especially if we're paying $20 to watch a movie because we didn't want to go to the theaters.
And I almost paid it. I was like, oh.
Yeah, you know, it's like I maybe give it 2 more weeks and then it might be on HBO Max. Although there is a new streaming service, MGM Plus. I'm still not sold on it. I don't think I want to get that one yet.
Well, a lot of them, I only pick them up for one show. Like, you know, the AMC, I think I had it for Better Call Saul. That ended. Cancel. Paramount, as soon as Yellowstone ended, cancel.
Yeah, no, I recently broke up with Paramount, too. Paramount, I was like, okay, I think we can pause on that one, and then so we'll see. We'll
the next wait season, that's gonna be my booty call. Hey, Paramount Plus.
Hey, you up?
I heard you got some Yellowstone. You got any of that Yellowstone over there, man?
I was like, I'm gonna have to break up with HBO for a bit and then watch Yellowstone, and then I'll get back with HBO later. You got this weekend. Actually, just came out yesterday. Super Mario Brothers, the movie.
I haven't heard any reviews on that one yet, so.
Me neither. I haven't heard good or bad. I mean, obviously, they're saying Chris Pratt said that there was going to be an emotional tie for us fans of the Mario franchise to, you know, have some moments where we're going to enjoy it. But I haven't heard critics or any public comment. Like, I haven't heard, like, the fans even say much about it.
Yeah, I don't know if that's good or bad. You know, but with Jack Black and Charlie Day, you think they might be able to carry any shortfall Chris Pratt has? I hope.
Yeah, I hope, man. I mean, they did a good job promoting the movie. I mean, I think anywhere you went, I mean, you were going to see something Super Mario Brothers related.
And the graphics look good. I mean, they didn't have an ugly Sonic moment, so an ugly Mario.
I did see some things this morning. I saw that there is a post credit. Don't even know what the post credit is. So there is a post credit to this movie. So if you guys go watch it, stay after, find out what the post credit. No spoilers though, please, because you know everyone loves to do that these days. Is I recorded it and first. I put it on TikTok. It happens, man. That's what I hate when these movies come out, man. Like, yo, I know I sound like that grumpy old man right now, but like, stop filming the movie and then
spoiling my movies.
So get off my theater. Like, I hate it, man, because, you know, you go into that wormhole of just watching TikTok. You just be sitting there doing this. And then all of a sudden, it's like, what is this? And it's a low budget. Like, someone literally picked their phone up and started recording the ending of a Marvel movie. And I'm like, oh, come on, man.
Yeah, it's too accessible. Cameras are everywhere, man. People just – and they have no ethics, morals. I don't know. People are just horrible.
Everybody wants the clicks, man. Everybody wants the, oh, look, I got this. And it's like, okay, thanks. And
I'm meanwhile, I'm like, famous.
Meanwhile, I'm over here with my 130 people that follow me on TikTok, so I'm okay.
You're into triple digits now.
I'm telling you, man. Who knows? By the year 2029, I might.
Anytime now.
I might hit 200. Who knows? So, yeah. So that is my gripe of the day. Stop filming in movie theaters.
Yeah, I mean, just because you spoil the movie, you might get a couple thousand hits off of that real quick. Yeah. But then you're also going to get a lot of hate mail from people like me.
Yeah. And me complaining.
Why
on
did
camera.
You do that?
Why would you ruin the movie for me? So, and TikTok, do a better job of pulling those movies off. All right. Like, ban them. Ban them forever.
TikTok's just fighting for its life right now.
I know, right? I'm like over here. That's one more thing to add to TikTok. Hey, man, can you please stop doing that? Right now, we don't know if we're going to be open tomorrow.
Yeah, I know you're fighting Congress and all, but hey, can you police up those movies?
It's like, hey, they're ruining the post credits for Super Mario Brothers. Can you please get them to stop that?
Yeah, they made me angry.
I know, right? They're like, oh, we don't care what you're saying. It's like, we got to fight for. We're busy right now.
We got a different battle.
Exactly. So new trailer dropped. Movie that I think is going to be a big surprise for a lot of people. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Did you get a chance to see the new trailer?
I haven't seen the new trailer yet. I'm still pausing the old trailer trying to count all the different Spider-Man they have in there. Because, man, they're doing some deep dives. Some of those I had to stop and think where I saw them before.
I was the same way. This new trailer, they, of course, are going to hit you with the Spider-Man meme. So, yeah. But you're right. You have to pause to see, like, there's a lot of variants of Spider-Man. So you're like, oh, okay, which one am I? So it's going to be good, man. I'm excited for it.
I've always liked Miles Morales' version of Spider-Man anyway. And then, you know, they pull in my second favorite version with Miguel O'Hara, the Spider-Man 2099. So It's kind of hard to go wrong, man.
I mean, there was even talks, and once again, these are rumors, guys. This is pretty much everyone is seeing this right now. They're going to incorporate the other three Spider-Mans, the live-action Spider-Man somehow. So, I mean, that's probably where we're going to get another Tobey Maguire, Andy Garfield, and, you know, you're just going to get all the Spider-Mans, because if they're going to go Spider-Verse, you're going to get every Spider-Man.
I'm down for it, man, because there are so many different versions of Spider-Man. I want to see Spider-Man India. I want to see all of them, man.
It's exciting, you know. Kudos to the, I mean, just the art, the graphics, just the visual aids of this. It's amazing. I mean, and you know, not to say that any other, you know, movie that we've seen, but this is just a unique take, and it's awesome to see, and it just projects well when you see these movies.
Yeah, I mean, they went out on a limb with that filming style, that animation style. But a lot of people like, there's some people who didn't care for it, but for the most part, it really resonated with people.
But is it mean, but does it give you that like comic book feel though? It's like they were able to, I don't know how to put it, like you turned a comic book page into a movie for us. And I that's what I liked about it.
Yeah, I thought it made it easier to watch, honestly, instead of just a regular animation, because like you said, with all the, you know, the three colors and the dots and everything everywhere, it really looked like an old school comic book, just like you said.
It's awesome, man. The new trailer, make sure you guys check it out. That one, I have that one as one of my sleeper movies for 2023. I think a lot of people are going to be surprised how well it does at the box office. And once it goes to, you know, Disney Plus, I think that's going to be a top binge watching movie that people are going to want to check out.
Yeah, it's going to steal a lot of bandwidth.
It definitely is. I mean, Disney Plus already is doing that with all the other stuff they have. I'm still behind, by the way, on The Mandalorian.
Oh, you're missing out.
I know.
It's getting good.
TikTok is keeps telling. Once again, TikTok. I know everyone wants to do a reaction video, but please let me catch up.
Yeah, what's the last one you saw?
I'm barely on one. I've only seen the first episode.
You didn't watch Rebels either, did you? Star Wars Rebels?
No, I didn't see Rebels, no.
So you won't recognize, because there's a cameo from a character in Rebels.
Okay.
And as soon as I saw it, I was like, I was doing that Leonardo DiCaprio meme,
it's right there.
Yeah, he's a really popular character from Rebels, and he makes a cameo in there. There's in this last episode, I haven't seen it yet, but I did see some spoilers by accident. There's another one of my favorite actors who's making a cameo in the next, in this newest episode. So I gotta watch it today.
You know, Easter weekend, I mean, I do got some time. So I think I might, that might be the weekend that I need to just catch up on Mandalorian. I need to catch up on Mandalorian. There's a couple other shows that
you need to start Bad Batch.
I haven't even Bad Batch. I haven't watched that one. I kind of haven't watched any other Marvel shows. I didn't watch Ms. Marvel.
It was okay. It was geared more toward the younger crowd. Yeah. I didn't mind it, but it wasn't my favorite.
Yeah, I got quite a few that I need to binge watch. Moon Knight. Right now, Moon Knight, I didn't finish yet. So, but I'm telling you, man, I've fallen behind. I really have.
Moon Knight is amazing.
Okay, so Moon Knight, and then we got Mandalorian, Bad Batch, and then hopefully I'll be able to catch a movie this weekend. I don't know if I'm comfortable to go to – I don't know if I want to go to a movie
theater
this
weekend. Maybe Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't make the decisions. We'll have to see how that turns out. next month, we prepare ourselves for what may be the end of the Guardians of the Galaxy. New trailers dropped, some new promos, and obviously we know this is the last one for James Gunn, because James Gunn is fixing DC as we speak. So, Guardians of the Galaxy, man, do we see any character spin off and stay within the MCU?
That's a good question. I didn't think about that. What ones are going to keep? Because everybody's focused on who's going to die.
Yeah.
But yeah, who's staying? That might be just as important of a question. So I don't think they're going to kill off Quill, Star-Lord. I think that's a red herring. We know you see, I think it was Nebula carrying him. I don't think they're going to kill Rocket. That's just way too obvious. I think it's going to be somebody like Drax.
Yeah.
So and if Star-Lord stays, that means Guardians can go on. They just pull in another teammate or one or two teammates. So, and I'm pretty sure Batista's done with Drax.
I was going to say, did Batista said he was done with this character? Because obviously James Gunn is leaving, so he's leaving too.
Yeah, he's James Gunn's ride or die. So,
yeah. I mean, but good for Dave Bautista. Dave Bautista's got a lot of stuff coming up. And I mean, I'm excited for future projects for his. I mean, the dude can act. I mean, but
yes,
we still got the Guardians. I think you got, I think you got, you know, Nebula still going to stick around. I don't know. I'm with you. I don't think you kill Peter Quill off, and I don't think you get rid of Rocket. I think as much as I think that's what it's been geared towards, I don't think those two are dying in this movie.
Yeah, I think those are red herrings they're throwing at us. I really don't think they're getting rid of. You got to keep Star-Lord because without him, you know, the whole team revolves around him. It's his starship. Even in the comics, he's been the mainstay, and other teammates have revolved around him. Mm-hmm. So, they've even had Iron Man on. Angela's been a team member, so they could bring in any number of people to be on the team with him.
Yeah, and I mean, you got Thor. I mean, I believe they're making another Thor movie, so you do got your Asgardians of the Galaxy. I mean, you got, I don't know. I don't think we'll get another Guardians movie. I think we'll just get these characters featured in other movies. I mean, we still got another Avengers movie that's coming, which we'll see them. I could see a series on Disney Plus revolving around Rocket, revolving around the sisters. I think there's could be a play with those two, whether they're on their own. I don't know. There's quite a bit.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure they're going to bring it, at least mentioning them in the other movies. Maybe not, you might not actually see them on screen, but they're going to be around, I'm pretty sure. They're pretty integral into the MCU now.
Yeah, and with them doing another season of What If, I'm sure we'll be able to see them incorporated as well.
Oh, that What If. Love me some What If.
Man, that was a surpriser for me because I was like, oh, it's a cartoon. I'm really not going to care for it. And it was really good. It was perfect, man. I liked it.
Yeah, because, you know, nerds always have those arguments. Well, if this had happened instead, this is how it would have been. Now we get to see Marvel say, no, this is how it would have happened.
Yeah, and it's cool to see some of the original cast come back to voice their characters. I mean, we did get our final moments with Chadwick Boseman, who voiced some of the characters, which, I mean, that in itself is a touching tribute. But you're still seeing that some of these characters come back and say, hey, I'll voice, and we'll still keep the ball rolling when it comes to Marvel.
Yeah, I'm hoping that the follow-on season for What If is just as good as that first one, because, wow.
Oh, yeah, so there's definitely a lot, man. Marvel still doesn't go away, even though some of the movies that they've released lately hasn't been as great. I mean, not up to what we think, but, I mean, they're still good. I mean,
I think a lot of people are comparing the new Marvel stuff to the old Marvel stuff, and that whole build-up to Infinity War, dude, that was a decade in the making. So, and when Iron Man first came out, a lot of people weren't, you know, screaming the accolades for that movie like they are now. Now they're like, oh, it started the whole thing. It was so awesome. So when it came out, you guys didn't really care a whole lot for it.
Yeah. So now to see them circle back is just like, well, it's not doing this. I was like, well, guess what? We'll talk about this in 10 years and see how you really feel about it.
They already started doing it with Eternals. Now they're starting to change their mind on Eternals. Go, well, you know, that wasn't such a bad movie.
Yeah. Oh, that one. And what is it? Shang-Chi? That was another one.
I love Shang-Chi.
It was good, man. And I'm like, oh, and that's where Disney Plus does amazing. They put these movies there. And now that we're like, okay, we went and saw the theater, we didn't get the big moment like we did in Endgame, but now when you go back and look at it, like you said, you get to pause it like, that's where this character is for. So
yeah, and I think She-Hulk got a raw deal too, because I love that series.
Yeah, She-Hulk, that's another one I need to watch.
Oh my god, you're killing me.
I'm telling you, man. I was like, okay, like I have this habit where I get the first episode and then something happens and I'm like, okay, I gotta go. So I never get a chance to fully sit and binge watch. So
well, now that you're caught up with Is It Cake, maybe you can catch up on Marvel.
Hey, and that is why, like, so when we talked about, what was the one that we just finished with Pedro Pascal?
Last of Us?
Last of Us. So when you talked about that, and I said, you know what? I went home and I said, we are watching this whole show. We are not stopping. I don't care what is going on. We are not turning off this TV. And I made sure, and I don't regret it. So I need to have the same feeling about it for all these other shows so we can just catch up. Because I didn't want to
emotional roller coaster.
I know. And so I'm like, okay, I just need to have that same dedication when I get home. Like, look, we're not watching this is it cake anymore, okay? Plus, they don't have a new series until the fall, so we're okay.
I have to wrestle the control away from my wife. Otherwise, I'll be watching stupid House Hunters, and she watches every baking show. She doesn't bake herself at all. But she'll watch every one of those baking shows.
So Food Network, right?
Oh God, yeah. It's so bad. I know the judges by name, and I know how they judge. Because they come out, I can tell you. It's like he's gonna say this, she's gonna say that, and this one's not gonna like it. And sure enough,
She's watching Tournament of Champions.
The one with Duff and.
No! Yeah.
Yeah.
What's his name? Yes, I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, it is. At one point, I don't even pay attention, but it's just through osmosis, I'm picking it up.
You know what's the worst thing about watching those shows? You're like, oh, that looks really good. And then you go get takeout from McDonald's. Like, well, how come I couldn't have?
There's not a lot of baking takeout places.
Yeah.
I get a chocolate cake. Yeah, come back in a couple hours.
No, we'll have your cake ready for you. That's at a 3 o'clock.
They did it in 20 minutes on the show I just watched.
They put together a whole wedding cake in 15 minutes, and they had a super secret ingredient that they had to add.
Oh, that's so – that whole Iron Chef thing. And now you have to use
– right.
Lines.
Here you go. Palm oil. Good luck. Yeah, I know. Before we get out of here, and this one I was excited for because the trailer dropped for this movie. I was wondering how they were going to approach it. Blue Beetle. We get the first trailer. What'd you think?
It looks good. I know a lot of local people are throwing a fit because they're basing it in La Palmera, which, you know, they're like, oh, it's a made up city. Well, no, they actually used it in Blue Beetle Graduation, this newer series in the comics. That's where he's living.
Yeah.
So they're starting there instead of showing his origin, as is in the comic books, where he finds the scarab out in the deserts of El Paso. So yeah, a lot of local people were really upset about that one.
Yeah, there was quite a
Oof.
bit I, from the news outlets to, I mean, it was, I think honestly, on every news outlet, they had a story about it, about how they didn't represent El Paso. Although they are saying that a lot of the art and a lot of the features were featuring El Paso artists. So there may be like, you know, pictures and stuff in there. So they, I mean, they may not reference El Paso, but there is an El Paso influence in the movie that they're not going to just out flat say. But I mean, you got a lot of the local artists from El Paso that are going to be featured in this movie.
That's kind of cool. I don't mind so much. I'm not from El Paso and I don't live in El Paso, so it doesn't bother me as bad. There's no superheroes from Las Cruces.
Yeah, there is.
What?
Yeah, there is. It's Troy Cottontail.
Yeah. My superpowers, I eat a lot of chocolate
Cadbury eggs.
and I get a bellyache. So yeah, I mean that doesn't bother me so bad. The graphics looked amazing on it. I think it's going to do good. Blue Beetle is a character people are somewhat familiar with from the cartoons, so it's not going to be a completely new introduction. So I think it's going to do well. I really
Yeah, and then Miguel from Cobra Kai, I think he
do.
was meant from, I don't know how to say his real name, by the way. I don't know.
I can't pronounce that.
That's what we're just gonna call him, Miguel from Cobra Kai, because I don't want to butcher his name. But this looks like the perfect role for him. I don't know why, it fits. I was wondering how it was gonna be, but it looks like the perfect, it, this was made for him.
Yeah, I mean, everything I've seen from the trailer, he plays the part pretty well, like it's portrayed in the comics. So, and I liked him in Cobra Kai.
Yeah, so
Let's just see.
we'll wait and see. By the way, guys, this movie was supposed to just go directly to HBO Max, and because of the popularity and it was picking up steam, they decided to go with the theatrical release, and then it'll go to HBO Max. So that said something, that they put some time and effort. And George Lopez has not been in any movie that has really said, "Oh, that is awesome." But this one, it seems like he's playing a good, like, I don't know how to say it. Like, his character, he's good, plays a good, it seems like he's gonna play a great assist character. He's gonna be that like comedic relief, and it's not so much in your face. So I think George will be good with the character he's playing, and we're still gonna get that action. So I think it's gonna be, I think it's gonna be good.
Yeah, it's not going to be any walking with Herb, but
Yeah.
and I'm surprised because I know there's a lot of scandal around George Lopez right now, working with other Latino actors and comedians.
Yeah.
They're all coming out saying, no, he won't let any. How did they say it? If he puts in his contract that he will be the only brown on the stage,
Yeah.
he's out there, no others. I was like, dude, that's kind of wrong. So I guess that doesn't carry over to Hollywood movies.
I mean, who knows? I mean, and this is, I mean, obviously they, you know, started this project, but I mean, that could have a big impact on it, because, and it seems lately, man, over the last 2 months, he just has not. I don't know if it's the grumpy man in him that's coming out, but he just does not seem thrilled by any up and coming actor. I mean, up
Yeah.
and coming comedians, actors, anything. And, you know, some of the statements he's said, I know one of them was, you know, he doesn't feel the need to help the next comedians coming up or the next actors coming up. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
I hope that doesn't sour people on watching the movie
Yeah.
because of him. But then again, I don't know how
Association.
strong they're gonna rally against it. I don't think it's gonna hurt it.
Yeah.
DC's
Oh.
doing the Flash with Ezra Miller, so
Yeah, I know, right? That
how
that's a
worse
good
can
movie. That's a good movie to go pair him off in. And
it
here, just go to that one, you'll be fine.
be?
So, yeah. I don't know. I just, it wouldn't be fair to Miguel from Cobra Kai, because this movie is, he's the star of the movie. So it would be horrible, especially because it looks great, man. I was excited about it, and we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, we even get to see the bug. They're flying the bug. So, can't wait.
We got a Comic-Con not that far away. What, about 2 weeks?
Couple
2 weeks
weeks, yeah.
away? Yep. So what's going on? Any last minute things for you guys?
We had a, we had two cancellations, Patrick Warburton and Stephen Ogg. And I know a lot of people were disappointed, but we were disappointed. But like I tell everybody, that just means they're working on another movie or TV series you get to see them in. So be happy about that. You're going to get to see more of them. And they always promise to come to one of our other future events. So eventually we're going to bring them in.
Yeah. So that's perfect. And then, of course, you guys, you know, followed it up by adding, you know, you have some additions that got added up to they just called you up and said, hey, we would like to get involved.
Yeah. As soon as you because, you know, once we're filled, all these agents and celebrities will say, hey, you got more rooms. Like, no, we're pretty full booked. There's a cancellation. My email just fills up. Hey, I see you got a spot.
Yeah. So, that's awesome, man. So yeah. It's exciting. If you guys haven't gotten your tickets yet, make sure you guys go to, what is it, ElPasoComicCon.com?
Yes, sir. You can get all your tickets there.
By the way, in El Paso on Monday, man, y'all are everywhere.
Oh, good.
Oh, everywhere. I was driving and I'm like.
Because we paid a lot of money for all those banners. Trust me.
I almost got in an accident on I-10. I was like, did I just see what I think I saw? Like, okay. I drove by again. I was like, oh my God, it is them. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because so. Otherwise, and there's still going to be people who go, well, I didn't know that was this weekend. Do you not drive? Do you not? You never spend enough on advertising.
I mean, man, yeah, I tell you, it's the way of the world. You're just like, wait, I didn't know that. Oh, yeah. No, trust me. You see it.
I even had people ask me, well, are you guys going to advertise in El Paso? So, yeah, we are. Look around, dude.
Oh, it's exciting, man. This month, it got here pretty quick. I mean, I can't believe it's already happened. Make sure you guys get your tickets. Go and check it out. It is going to be a lot of fun. And then, it's not nonstop for you guys down at Zia Comics, too.
Yeah, always something going on. And then we have another event right on the heels of this one in June with the anime event. So,
yeah. Stay busy, Troy Cottontail. We love it.
I am.
Y'all don't realize that's like his third cup of coffee probably that he's been drinking today. So
since like 5 a.m, just mainlining it.
You work in here now? Did you get up at 5 a.m.?
My dogs make sure that I get up.
Oh, man. Troy, if they want to stay up to date with you on the socials, how can they keep up with you guys?
We're all over interwebs. We got the Meta. I guess it's not Facebook anymore. We got Meta. We got Twitter. We're on the YouTube. We got the Insta. And we're on Tiki Talkie.
Right. Congress has allowed us to be on TikTok still. So go and check us out on TikTok. Joey on the FM. Meta, Hot 103's big show. You know, if we say Meta, do we have to say Instagram?
I don't know.
Isn't it all the same business? Like, just say go to Meta and find us.
I'm not one of those cool kids. I don't know.
I think we may have started something because I've never heard anyone say Meta. So we're just going to say Meta. Just go find Meta.
We're going to be the cool kids. You can find me on Meta.
We finally made it, Troy. We are Meta. Oh my God. Guys, this has been another edition of Zia Comic Weekly. Thank you for nerding out with us. We'll see y'all next week.
Later, nerds.